Whoa. I just want to say thank you to everybody that was a part of this, all the poets that are reading, and thank you very much for Million for hosting us. Thanks to Mandiver Photography, who's kind of recording the event and everything. This is really to honor the vets, and it's really to honor people that sometimes become invisible to everybody else. And so the way things will kind of run, we're going to have Fritz Holbein, this whole thing, benefits facing homelessness. He'll say a couple of things. And then we'll read through some items, and Glassy Babies back there, we're also grateful to them. Right after we're finished here, then we're going to walk towards Kalamazoo Park with our lit candles. And then Tess Gallagher will read one last poem in a place there. And so if you're interested in candles, they say they will be here all the way to the end, but it takes a little while to ring up. So just kind of keep that in mind for what you're thinking about. So without further ado, I'm going to hand it over to Rex to explain some things, and then we'll just get rolling.
Thank you, Doug, and thank you to everybody here and to all of the people that are part of this that are contributing to the donations to our organization, Facing Homelessness. And so I want to just give you a real quick overview of who Facing Homelessness is. I'm the executive director. We're a three-person organization, and our task is really to change the negative stereotype against homelessness, because we believe that while all of the efforts that are underway to address the issues of homelessness, while they're important, they are never going to be enough until all of us as community get involved. And one of the things that I believe, our organization believes, that is part of that issue of why we're not getting involved is that we are seeing homelessness as something outside of ourselves, something over there that we need to fix, that we can portion out part of our life to help address if we've come even to that point. And the truth is, ending homelessness has a lot more to do with changing ourselves than changing homeless. That we need to think of this issue as something inside of each and every one of us. And I think we can relate a little bit to that over this last week of how emotional this has been for every one of us. And I'm guessing, partly because of the bubble that we live in here in the Northwest, is that I think a lot of us have started to look inside and say, what does this mean? What is our part in it? And what part do we play in the disconnect that allowed half the country, excuse me to get killed with one moment because our organization is not, but for us to buy into a lot of messages that hate. And I believe that we have to do that same soul searching on all social injustice. We have to say internally, what is our part in it? So one of the things that I'd like to encourage everybody to do is to just be. And one of our slogans is to just say hello, to not be overwhelmed by this issue, to just begin in the simplest of ways, to make eye contact, smile, just say hello, lower your window at Free Hawthorne and say something kind to the person standing there. Something simple like, hey, I saw your smile from three cars back, and I just want to tell you, you have such a beautiful smile. Anything to make that person feel more loved. So I want to encourage anybody here that's on Facebook or on Instagram to go check us out, read the stories, check out the photos. All of it is with the intent of showing the beauty of the person. And when we see the beauty of the person, the negative stereotype melts away. And I'm going to finish by introducing a friend of mine, Andy Anderson. He's a Marine, did four tours of duty, spent a number of years homeless, is in housing now. And if you go to the Facebook page, Facing Homelessness, he is actually the current story with regards to some of Andy's journey. And he's a great guy. He's going to read a poem to you. So thank you very much.
I got in 2004, and I'm really nervous. own angel and he wasn't looking for him. His body was bruised and kept back, looking rugged and torn. I saw that he could barely walk. He was tired, weary, and worn. I walked out to him and said, "Angel, how can this be?" But he looked back at me. I tried to smile. He said these words to me, "I'm your guardian angel. Quite your job, you see. You have lived a very hard life, but that you must agree. You have broken hearts and broken laws. We see what you have done to me. These bruises are from shielding you. Each day I try to do my best. Still, the PTSD you have me suppressively has often been good. My body was weak, all ragged and thin, with a noble badge up there. The many times I shielded you, but you were unaware. Yes, every mark has its story, its pain or danger I have explored. It made me wish more than once I was unemployed. If you would only embrace life and do well on your own, it would end the pain and suffering that goes with you and your shepherd. I will always be there and watch over you until the strength finally fails. As for when that would be, all I can say is I'm getting old and frail. When I woke, I thought about the dreams. I am a Marine. How much you seem to care that I looked around. I looked around my troop camp hill and my heart sank in despair. As I sat there and I wondered, where should I even try? The wind rushed by and I thought I heard anything.